So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Tmura Sabachir Vahamaiser Vladan Vlad Vladan at Saif Oil. The Tmura of a Bachir or Maiser, their offspring and their offspring and offspring for all generations, Harelu Kabachiru Kamaiser, Vayechlu Bamumin Labail. They have the same halacha as the original Bachir Maiser in that they may be eaten by their owners after they develop a blemish without redemption. The Gemara explains that the Pasuk says, Leitif de Kaidishim, and we expound, Haim Kraven Vain Tmurasin Kraven. The Tmura of Bachir Maiser is indeed sanctified but is not offered on the Mizbech. Then the Gemara inquires, "Hamatzal mum b'temuras b'chayr ma'aser mahu? What's the halacha if one inflicts a blemish on the temura of a b'chayr ma'aser? Is one liable for malchus for the lav of kol mum lo yiyaboy, the prohibition against inflicting a blemish on a carbon?" A similar inquiry. The pasuk says, "Kol asher yaver tachas hashevet ha'asiri yekodesh l'Hashem," and we expound, "Ha'asiri lahitzi hatashi." If one was separating ma'aser from his flock and mistakenly counted the ninth animal as the tenth, it's sanctified but not offered. Then the Gemara inquires, "Hamatzal mum b'tashi shal ma'aser mahu? What's the halacha if one inflicts a blemish on such an animal?" I think Gemara explains the question. Perhaps kiven de kareven lemechayev, he's not liable because it would not be offered on the mizbech regardless. Or perhaps kiven de kachin mechayev, he is liable because it has the sanctity of a carbon. The Gemara answers rachmona maite. Once the Torah excludes it that it cannot be offered on the mizbech, one is certainly not liable. Mishnah elaborates, Ma bein b'chayr u'maisr l'bein kol ha'kadoshim. What's the difference between a b'chayr or maisr and other karbanos? And the Mishnah lists three differences. Shekol ha'kadoshim nimcharen b'itlis v'nishchadim b'itlis v'nishkolim b'litra chutz min b'chayr u'maisr. Other blemish karbanos may be redeemed and sold in the market, slaughtered in the market, and weighed in the usual way. Even though this is not befitting for a carbon, this is permitted because the financial gains benefit hektish. However, blemish b'chayr u'maisr may not be sold, slaughtered, or weighed in this way because the financial gains would only benefit the owner. The Eshlen pigeon, Lutmursain pigeon, Chutzim Bachir Bahamaiser. Karbanis and their Tamur can be redeemed after becoming blemished. However, Bachir Maiser cannot be redeemed even after it is blemished, and it always retains the restrictions mentioned earlier. Uvon Mechutzlaritz, Chutzim Bachir Bahamaiser. All Karbanis must be brought from outside of Eretz Yisrael to the Beis HaMikdash to be offered on the Mizbech. But Bachir Maiser need not be brought from outside Eretz Yisrael. However, in Bo, Tamimim Yikrvu, Vimbali Mumin Yechlu Bumumin Labail. If they were brought, if they're unblemished, they're offered, and if they are blemished, the owners eat them. And the Mishnah concludes, Amar Reb Shimon Mad Tam, what's the reason for this difference between Bachir Maiser and other Kadoshim that Bachir Maiser need not be brought to Yerushalayim? And Reb Shimon explains, Shabachir Va'amaiser Yeshlin Parnasim Mimakayman. Bachir Maiser has a solution in their place on Chutz La'aretz because they can wait until they become blemished and they may then be eaten there. However, Bashar Kol HaKadoshim Afa Bishanel Behem Mum Hare Elu B'Kedush Aslan, other Karbanos retain their sanctity and remain forbidden even after they're blemished and must be redeemed. And from the proceeds, another carbon must be brought to the Mizbech. Therefore, one should bring it and offer it before it becomes blemished. The Gemara cites an apparently contradicting Mishnah which states, Ben Antignus helu b'chares m'bavu v'lei kiblu m'meno. Ben Antignus brought b'chares m'bavu and they were not accepted. The Gemara answers, Hari b'shmal, Hari b'kiva. It's the machlekes tanoim in the following braisa. B'yisei m'gimel devar m'shem gimel zekeinim. B'yisei cites three teachings from three elders. B'shmal aimer, Yachal yala odam maiser sheni b'zman hazeh v'yachlein b'yushalayim. We might think that one can bring his maiser sheni produce to Yerushalayim nowadays and eat it there without redeeming it. And we cannot argue ma b'chare in the nechel el b'fnei abayis af maiser in the nechel el b'fnei abayis. Just as b'chare is only eaten when the mikdash stands, so too maiser sheni is only eaten when the mikdash stands, because we can differentiate as follows. B'chare sheken toin ma'an dam ve'murm legabi mizbech. The blood and fat of the b'chare must be offered on the mizbech, but perhaps produce of maiser sheni, which is not offered on the mizbech, may be eaten even nowadays. Furthermore, we cannot argue ma bikurim in the chal b'fnei abayis, af ma'aser in the chal b'fnei abayis. Just as bikurim are only eaten when the mikdash stands, so too ma'aser sheni is only eaten when the mikdash stands, because we can differentiate. Ma'ale bikurim shekein tun hanacha, bikurim must be placed before the mizbech. But perhaps ma'aser sheni, which is not placed by the mizbech, can be eaten even nowadays. David the Pasuk says, The chatlof ne'ashem lekecha, ma'aser the gantcha, v'sireishcha, v'tzirecha, v'bukharis, b'karcha, b'tzaincha, hikish ma'aser lebachar. Comparing ma'aser to bachar by a hekish, which cannot be refuted by logical arguments. Ma b'chare in the nechel el b'fnei abayis, av ma'aser in the nechel el b'fnei abayis. Just as b'chare is only eaten when the mikdash stands, so too ma'aser sheni is only eaten when the mikdash stands. The second halacha cited by Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Kiva Eimer, yachal yalo odom b'chare mechutz la'aretz la'aretz, we might think that one shall bring a bechor from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael in the times of the Mikdash and offer it on the Mizbech. Therefore the Pasuk says, V'chat lefnei Hashem lekecha, ma'aser digantcha, v'sireishcha, v'yitzirecha, u'bechoris b'karcha b'tzayincha. And we expound, Mimakim she'atamala ma'aser dagan, atamala bechor. Or mimakim she'atamala ma'aser dagan, yatamala bechor. We only bring bechoris from a place that is obligated ma'aser of grain, i.e. from within Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, as Rashi explains, Umishna delekiblu mebeis antignis, Rabbi Kivahi, Umasnitin, Rabbi Shmalhi, delemiyato lehaikrol hachdrasha. The Mishnah that states that they did not accept the Bukharis of Ben Atignis reflects the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, that we do not bring Bukharis from Chutz La'aretz. And our Mishnah, which states that if brought, the Bukharis are accepted, reflects the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, who disagrees since he uses this pasuk for another drasha. The Gemara cites the third ruling from the Brice of Rabbi Yisi. Benazai Oimer, Yochel Malas Maisa Sheni Vichlein Bachal Horoya. We might think that one can bring Maisa Sheni to Yerushalayim when the Mikdash is standing, and eat it anywhere within sight of Yerushalayim, even outside the city walls. As we've learned in the Mishnah regarding Mishkan Shile. Ein Main Shile li Yerushalayim, Elisha Beshile Oichlein Kachem Kalim, U Maisa Sheni Bachal Horoya, U Yerushalayim Lefnim Menachema. The only difference between the Mishkan and Shile and the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim was that in Shile it was permitted to eat Kachem Kalim and Maaser Sheni anywhere within sight of the Mishkan. But in Yerushalayim it was only permitted to eat them within the city walls. However, we would think, B'Yerushalayim, Laisi Maaser Sheni B'chol Araya. Maaser Sheni, which does not become disqualified if taken outside the walls, should be permitted to be eaten outside within sight of Yerushalayim. Therefore, the pasuk says, "V'chat lofnei Hashem lekecha, Maaser digantcha, v'sereishcha, v'tzirecha, v'choris, b'karcha, b'tzaincha, makesh Maaser lebuchar." Comparing Maaser to Bukhar. Ma Bukhar in the Nechel Elefnim Menachayma, Af Maaser in the Nechel Elefnim Menachayma. Just as Bukhar, which is a carbon, must be eaten within the walls, so too Maaser Sheni may only be eaten within the walls. The Pasuk concludes with a fourth halacha derived from this Hekesh. The Pasuk of Bukhar says, Lefnei Hashem Lekecha Techlen Hashana B'Shana, teaching us that the Bukhar should be brought during its first year. If so, Achayim Oimrim Yachal Yehi Bukhar Shabbos Nasa Kipsule Megdashan and Be Apostle, we might think that after a year it becomes disqualified. Therefore, the pasuk says, "V'chad lof neshem lekecha meiser digantcha v'sereishcha b'tzrecha b'chayrus b'karcha b'tzaincha." Makish b'char lemeiser, comparing b'char to meiser. Ma meiser ein nifsel mishon lechaverta, a b'char ein nifsel mishon lechaverta. Just as meiser sheni does not become disqualified from one year to the next, so too the b'char does not become disqualified after a year. Hanulach elu kachim where Bereshim completed the third parak of Masechtas Tmura, and will begin the fourth parak Vlad Chatas in the next year, Be'ezus Hashem.